All right. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Time for a walkie-talkie. Walk and talk, as the man from GLAD takes to the woods. All right. Questions for freedomain.locals.com. I hope that you will check out that absolutely fantastic resource, freedomain.locals.com. All right. Now, first question. I really appreciate your philosophical definition of love. My philosophical definition of love is it is our involuntary response to virtue, if we are virtuous. But find that I'm left with a blank space in my brain trying to describe so many relationships now. I know people who choose to not strive towards virtue. I know people who choose to not strive toward virtue, but for whom I still have affection. I can't, quote, love them, but I wish them well and are rooting for them to choose better and be happy. I agree with you about how profoundly language matters, and this is something I'm stuck on. Is there a Greek word to describe this? Agape, maybe. I only know that because my wife is Greek. So, affection, love, all the various bounds of what we are drawn to. And, of course, for men and for women, there is sexual desire for physical markers of fertility that are not associated with virtues, right? We also will often feel warmth, just sort of evolutionarily speaking, we will often feel warmth and positivity towards people who are in the position of giving us gifts or advantage, right? So the king is in many ways defined as the man who can give gifts and punishment, who can bribe and punish, right? That's sort of one of the definitions of power. It's the ability to bribe or punish. And since throughout human evolution, of course, so much of what we benefited from was on the whim of unstable others, being in the good graces of those in charge was pretty important. So we will feel positively inclined towards that. This is the grandmother who might leave us $1 million, right? We will feel positively. We will feel positivity towards her in anticipation of the $1 million because of the good we could do with it and so on, right? Or maybe just the fact that we need the $1 million or something. So, in general, there's lots of different shades of feeling. And, I mean, the biggest and most important and key of these is the affection we have towards our children who are not in a state of virtue, right? I love babies and toddlers.